The Journey Into podcast is proud to present This Journey Into a Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away. A Journey Into Star Wars, featuring numerous delusions of grandeur.
Over the course of about 2 weeks, we have been, or will be, featuring episodes of Delusion of Grandeur that have been previously released on a separate feed. If you've already heard these episodes, then perhaps you'll enjoy hearing them again. If not, when we're finished up here, you can come back and join us for future delusions as well as future journeys into history or science fiction or horror or fantasy or the variety of other things that we like to feature here on the podcast.
This delusion was originally published on February 5th, 2015.
It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshall and Risch believe they have something interesting to say. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
Well, welcome to another episode of Delusions of Grandeur. I'm Marshall Latham.
And I'm Risch Outfield.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
Thanks for joining us once again. Or unless this is the first time you're joining us, then thank you for joining us.
So we're going to just do another little mini episode. We never had a chance before the end of the year to talk about our thoughts about the Star Wars The Force Awakens teaser trailer. It came out right after we recorded last. So I think we've both seen it. I thought it was kind of funny, Risch. It came out, I can't remember what day it came out, like a Wednesday or something like that. And that weekend, you sent me a Facebook or an email or something. You said, "It's all because of you that I haven't watched the teaser trailer yet because I don't want to get spoiled on it."
Yeah, it's weird. We did that episode where you said, "Well, I would rather just be able to go into it and not know what's going to happen." And I thought about it and just how much better a movie would be just letting the surprises surprise you like they're supposed to, you know, without having heard, oh, you know who gets killed or you know who ends up showing up at the end of the movie and or, you know, all the best action sequences being shown over and over again on TV or. And so I thought, shoot, well, maybe I shouldn't watch it. But so many people said, dude, there's nothing to be spoiled. It's so short. And people were arguing about whether this new lightsaber was cool or stupid. And so finally, like, all right, I will watch it. And somebody had posted on Facebook a Lego recreation of that trailer. And that's what I, totally by accident, ended up watching first was the trailer but via Lego.
That's funny.
And I was just like, oh, this is weird and very short. When I watch the real thing, then I'll be blown away. And it was exactly the same thing, just not with Legos.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. There wasn't much to it, but I think they were just trying to give you the flavor and trying to show the differences between what we've seen before and to show kind of how much it's similar in the same vein.
Well, it's been amazing how people have things to complain about in something so small. Like people are like saying that girl is riding a USB port. That's stupid. Or you know, the Millennium Falcon is so obviously CG, that lightsaber thing. People are just so passionate about whether that lightsaber could work in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought, oh, no, you know, things have gotten worse since the prequels came out as far as nitpicking goes. And, you know, I didn't think there was a lot to complain about or a lot to praise in the trailer. It was just a couple of images showing you that there's a new movie coming out. And this is just a glimpse of what you might see when this movie comes out. I mean, we didn't even see our main guys or 3PO or R2. It was just all new images and characters and moments, and then of course you get the Falcon at the very end and TIE fighters.
See, that was cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, hey, Star Wars is back.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed, and I'm sure that's what they intended, is we're going to make a little one, and people are just, they're just going to feel that it's on the way, and I don't know how many trailers they're thinking of doing, but, you know, a year in advance, I'm glad they didn't give us a ton, you know, and a lot of dialogue, and
I thought it was perfect, you know, I might, after that episode about spoilers, you know, I'm my own worst enemy. You know, I watched it the first day it came out, but I was pleased. I mean, that's what I'm looking for in a trailer, is just something to give me a glimpse, something to get excited about, something to wonder about, then go in. But one of the things that nobody ever complained about is, how did that little R2-D2 dome stay on the top of the rolling robot?
I don't know, but there were people that complained.
Oh, did they?
That I saw that said, oh, that's just there for the kids. Oh, this is so stupid. And I was just like, but it was a...
It kind of reminded me of the robot on the black hole, whatever, Vincent or whatever that robot was, the little red one.
Okay. I remember there was a super beat up robot that was like on his last leg, and he was like the same model as the main one.
No, there was a different, there was like a taller one and a shorter round one.
Oh, okay. Am I thinking of the wrong thing in the black hole, man? At least I'm thinking of the black hole.
That's true. But anyway.
But I think the funniest thing that I saw was somebody did a George Lucas special edition edit. Did you see that of the trailer?
I did.
And it had all of the things that were the absolute worst in the special editions affecting that trailer. Like, for example, there's a guy in a cockpit flying an X-Wing in the trailer. And they had him dodge a laser blast at like point blank range with, you know, this really bad CG move.
Right.
And there's a billion TIE fighters and ships in the air instead of just one. And oh, geez, that little robot on the ball is suddenly all covered up with rocks like R2 was in the DVD version or Blu-ray version, whichever it was. And yeah, and smirking ghostly Anakin shows up in the forest. I laughed so hard because it was mean, because it was like the worst of the special editions, but they were right. It was like all the things that people complain about the most.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I saw another one of those too, which was with This Is How Abrams Really Wanted It, and it had all the lens flare, you know, the old lens flare joke.
Oh, boy.
But there was quite a few variations of that were pretty funny. I didn't see the Lego one, though.
Yeah, there was one that Saturday Night Live did where they intercut the actual trailer with a bunch of their guys dressed as, like, super old versions of Luke and Han and Leia. And, you know, Leia had gotten really, really fat. And she was... She was trying to work the R2 unit and yelling at it and hitting it. And I don't know, it just playing up the, you know, the senior citizen versions of our favorite characters.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I saw about the trailer, which I thought was pretty cool, on the Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert, he did a little snippet about after the trailer came out. And I guess I didn't realize it, but he's like a really big fanboy of Star Wars. He saw it when it first came out, you know, back in...
No, he saw it before it came out.
Is that what... Yeah, something like that.
He was at some kind of special screening for, like, theater... What do you call it? The theater owners to decide whether they wanted to book this movie or not, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And he talked about that, and I was like, I don't think he's pretending. I think he really did. And then he had a picture of him as a kid with, like, a Star Wars t-shirt on that they showed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I guess, you know, you see these different people, and you don't think about them as, like, you know, Star Wars geeks, or that they would be that excited about it. But, yeah, I think he was genuinely excited and genuinely a fanboy of Star Wars. So that's pretty cool. We need more people like him.
Was there anything you didn't like in the trailer? Anything that did bother you? Because, like, I assume the R2 unit on the ball is CG, but it never for a second bothered me in the way that, you know, it's like, how could that work? Or, oh, that's too kiddie. Or, oh, that's so obviously a special effect. There was so little that I wasn't upset. I was like, okay, well, later we'll know what all of this means and who all these people are. Why they're, you know, are stormtroopers all these years later.
Yeah, I guess that's an interesting question. I wasn't bothered by the little robot, but I did wonder how that little dome thing stayed on top of the rolling ball. So I guess I'll find that out when the movie comes on. But it didn't bother me. It didn't, like, shake me up or think, oh, that's terrible or this is going to be bad. I just questioned that. The lightsaber thing didn't bother me either. I thought that was kind of, I don't know what purpose it serves, flaring out on the sides like that, but it was kind of cool. So that doesn't really bother me at all. The sound effects are what got me into it as much. You know, even the little part where, you know, the girl gets on the speeder thing and takes off, just the sound effect of that, and then the TIE fighters and the Millennium Falcon, I mean, that just gets you excited. You know, we talked about that a little bit with Rebels, you know, that just hearing all those familiar sound effects and remembering what we liked from the original trilogy, it just kind of brings back that excitement.
Yeah, Ben Burtt, he both gets credit and doesn't get enough credit at the same time. I mean, if you know who Ben Burtt is,
oh yeah,
you know what that guy accomplished, and you're just like, wow, that's so cool. But, you know, it's very few people, I guess, that know who he is and what his contribution was. Do you have any idea if he is doing the sound in these sequels?
I haven't heard any official thing. I guess I had hopes that he would and assumed that he would be involved in it. But yeah, I haven't seen anything official on that. I just kind of put him with, well, yeah, you have to have John Williams music and you have to have Ben Burtt and then we're good. And Anthony Daniels, you have to have him in there. But yeah, I guess, you know, that there's just kind of a short little snippet. I'm excited about it and that's about it.
No, that's probably all we need to talk about. I don't know if we're going to do episodes, you know, on every single announcement or every single trailer and oh, have you heard the one track, the new John Williams track that's been playing and all that stuff. But I was thinking it would be cool in this new year, in 2015, to do little tiny episodes here and there, just so that we'll have more stuff coming out, you know, in case there's like a lull or we can't get together for 2 months or whatever the deal is.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all for that. I think that'd be fun, too. Sometimes we go on and on and on, and maybe people would appreciate a little bit of a shorter discussion about something specific. So I think that'll be good.
Okay, so we will definitely do that. And then we'll have other episodes where we have guests and we talk about a topic. We've been trying to do that. It's just scheduling has been difficult.
It is. I mean, it's like I said before, it's hard enough for just the two of us to get together, let alone get somebody else in there. So
yeah,
but we'll make it work. There's a couple people that have asked to be on the show, so we definitely want to get people excited and get them on. So that'll be fun.
Well, yeah, like, if you could get the guy who played Bossk to be on the show, I think that would be really neat.
Yeah, or the actress that played Ahsoka Tano on the Clone Wars. Something like that.
Wait, but you don't actually know this girl, do you?
I don't, but I've heard her. Oh, okay. I've heard her in other places, and she sounds like she'd be willing to do something like this. So I'll have to do some digging.
It would be neat to have a real guest star.
It would be.
I mean, but somebody who actually knows and is like, oh yeah, here's my George Lucas impression.
Exactly.
And you know, that sort of stuff. That would just be a blast to be able to ask questions. And well, you know, I have been able to interview some of these guys before, but it was before there was such a thing as a podcast. And it would have been really neat to be able to share that with somebody other than my roommates.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I'll work on Ahsoka Tano, you work on Harrison Ford, and we'll be good to go.
I don't have all that much to say about Star Wars. It's good, you know, do some work for George. You know, I was a carpenter, they had me lying. You didn't type this shit, you can't say it, George. You know, Wookiees.
There, that's my Harrison Ford.
Okay, that's good. And Gino, we're working on you, so hang in there with us. We'll get you on the show.
Yes, we will. Or there'll be hell to pay. Wait, what was it Uncle Owen said? He never had anything nice to say, did he?
Yeah, we better have those droids back by morning, and there'll be hell to pay.
Anyway, first thing tomorrow morning, we're going to get those droids over to Anchorhead and have their memories erased. They belong to us now.
Howdy, folks. This is Crazy Kelvin Moran here on behalf of the only place you ever need to go for your protocol, astromech, and interrogation droid needs. Kelvin's Droid Emporium. Got an interpreter droid who thinks he owns you? A greeter who talks too much? A sentry who runs at the first appearance of hostile aliens? Then bring it on down to Crazy Kelvin's. We'll restore the original factory settings, wipe personality accruements, or heck, trade it in for a brand new one. And should your protocol droid ever, say, start stabbing household guests or try to smother you in your sleep, bring it here. We'll pipe it and wipe it. Or, if you prefer, we'll melt it down and give you a brand new holo projector for trade-in. Why? Because I'm crazy. Don't go to Thusk's. Come to any of our handy locations. When you think about droids, think about Crazy Kelvin's Droid Exchange, where the Emperor Palpatine's own brother buys his torture droids. Come on over today. Coming soon, a beautiful new showroom on Ord Mantell.
Ah, but I was going to go to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
You can podcast with your friends when your chores are done, Luke.
All right.
Okay. Well, I have been Rish Outfield.
And I have been Marshall Latham.
And journey on.
Journey on. May the Force be with you.
Good night.
Good night.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This means you can share it with anyone, but do not change it or sell it. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.